Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 25th of July. It's a treat to be with you. I'm Paul White, and it is an honor to get to do what I do. People have been, in recent meetings, it's just been brought to my attention more and more. People have been so kind to tell me how much it means that the DDP is there every day, that it's consistent. And I want to say thank you to those of you who make it so much easier to do this, because you are encouraging and you're uplifting. And I know it doesn't cost us anything to do that. It doesn't cost us anything to be encouraging or uplifting, just a little bit of ourselves. And you people give me so much of yourselves in that encouragement. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And we see no signs of slowing down. I'm enjoying the journey, and I'm enjoying this journey through 1 Corinthians. Though admittedly, I'm moving with some slowness through chapter 5. I'm treading very softly. This is quite a chapter. Paul dealing with this incestuous relationship. As we've worked this broad context, I think one of the things I'm coming away with, and I hope that I'm portraying it properly, one of the things I'm coming away with is the fact that Paul doesn't go after somebody in the Corinthian church because they've sinned. In fact, if he did that, he wouldn't stop, because he mentions things that the church is doing wrong a lot. But he is going after the fact that this man who is committing this sin is doing so with malice and wickedness. That's what he says in verse 8. It doesn't seem as if it's someone who is caught up in a sin or who's even failed and can't stop failing. It seems as if it is someone who knows what they are doing, is flaunting it in the face of the Corinthian church, and Paul doesn't attack the man's soul. In fact, he says that we want to have his spirit saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. But he doesn't believe that this can continue, because it's a form of leaven in the midst of the church, that it is a man doing this so blatantly is risking the reputation and the peace of the rest of the body. Someone asked me recently about how to handle sin in the church, like from the pulpit. Shouldn't we preach against people sinning? Well, my response would be, we certainly don't want people to sin. We're also ministers of reconciliation. So what we're preaching is the gospel. What we're preaching is the good news. When we instruct people, when we teach them, when we sit down with them, we should be instructing them in their lives. Yes, in those moments, I think very much we should be instructing people that they ought to be living out the Christ that's inside of them. But the idea that we ought to be attacking sin from the pulpit, to me, seems like it could be counterproductive to what we're hoping to accomplish in the service, which is show people Jesus and introduce them to the liberty and identity in the life of God. Now, the counter to that is, well, if they keep on sinning, it's treating grace as a joke. I've heard that. And I would say that treating grace as a joke is not to not preach on sin, but it's to preach on sin as if sin is more powerful than grace. So the grace of God is abundant and superabundant, according to Romans. Where men commit iniquity, grace much more abounds. And Paul tended to believe that if we empower the law as righteousness, in other words, that, and that's what people usually mean when they talk about preaching on sin. They mean get people to live right so God will bless them, and stop living wrong so God will curse them. Once you get that taken care of, that people can't be blessed because they live right and cursed because they live wrong, then what do you exactly want to preach on when it comes to sin? Now, if the response is, well, I think what we should be doing is warning people of the dangers, then I am in 100% agreement. We should warn people of the dangers of lying and stealing and committing adultery and whatever else will be destructive to both their neighbor and themselves. That is a breach of loving your neighbor as yourself. I'm not against the law, but the law can't make anyone righteous. Paul said in Romans that Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness, which means that Christ is the end of men trying to keep law in order to be righteous. So that's yet another broad look at that fifth chapter. Paul says in verse 3, I'm trying to do the process of breaking these verses down. For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged. This is a phrase Paul likes to use, that absent, that famous absent from the body is present with the Lord statement is a statement that we take to mean that once you've left this body, you've moved into the presence of the Lord. That's something he'll say in 2 Corinthians 5. In fact, he says we're confident to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. So Paul does, he uses a similar statement in 5:3 here in 1 Corinthians, that absent in my body, which means I'm not there, but I'm present in my spirit, which means my spirit is with you, my heart is with you, have already judged as though I were present him who has so done this deed. And I think what Paul is saying is, I have already spoke to the Lord about this. I already have a judgment call based upon what I've heard. I'm not there in body, but based upon what I've heard and what I've seen, this is the judgment call that I make. And Paul makes that call and stands beside that call. And I think when you take into account the situation and the broad context of all of it, I take away from the fifth chapter what Paul is saying is that in order to protect the Corinthian church, the integrity of the Corinthian church, the peace and the stability of the Corinthian church, you need to do something about this situation in which a man with malice and not sincere seems to be doing whatever. And that's dangerous for both him and for everyone involved. All right, tomorrow is Long Form Friday, though it's not all that long. We take care of some questions, we'll give you some answers from a Q&A we did in a Skype session. I'll tell you all about it at the top of the podcast tomorrow. It is a little longer than normal, but not quite as long as our usual Long Form Fridays. And then we'll jump back into this work on 1 Corinthians 5 on Saturday. I'll see you then. God bless.